That's our reward for security fixes and whatnot. Your man Bruno.
At war with the demons that live in the far regions, spawn from eternal semen, bred flesh. madness. Exhumed the tomb of Lazarus. You blasphemous, we bring forward a pacifist. Tarantulas burn flesh like a 9 o'clock. You might stop from 9
to 5. I think Big Show has Max Light characters on both console and PC. I bet he only has it on console. Because, well, I mean, maybe he's got a gaming laptop, but, Big Show's on the road a lot, right? Wrestlers, they're in hotel rooms playing video games. So, I think a lot of them bring consoles with them on the road if they're looking to play video games. Maybe gaming laptops make that a little more viable, but my guess is that he is primarily playing on the PlayStation. That's my guess. Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, he's still taking care of that injury, then, maybe he's got plenty of time to just vape it up in front of a PC.
Yeah.
hooked me up a chicken dinner last night. I won that game. I won at that video game. I got first place in that video game. Me. It was pretty fucking rad. It was, well, I don't know, it was weird at the end. It was crazy in the end. Like, I got a couple of, like, good long-range kills, which I don't normally get, so it was nice to, like, get a few, get some, you know, like, okay, good, yeah, like, reinforcing, like, oh, yeah, I shot someone at range, taking care of business, with a proper scope, all that sort of shit. And then the final circle, this is on PC, not on Xbox. I have not really been playing the Xbox version. So the final circle was in Rosshawk. So it was like there was a bunch of houses and shit. I don't know that I've seen a final circle that had multiple structures in it. Ever. It's always been wide open spaces and no cover and all that sort of stuff. So it was like this like weird house to house fighting of like, okay, like we gotta, you know, this house is not safe anymore and the circle's closing in really fast, so gotta make this mad dash to the next house, shoot a guy on the way, you know, or get in half a fight on the way. Guy fucking lobbed a grenade in and I think he must have thought that, like, there was no one in there because he threw a grenade in at me, which almost killed me, but didn't, so I was able to heal up. And so the final circle, if you're in it long enough, will eventually just turn blue, and you'll just start taking damage until it ends, which is what happened. So it was, like, me and the guy who was second place shooting each other through a window. And I don't know that I actually killed... No, I mean, I did not kill him. Because I only had two kills. That would have been my third. So I put some fucking bullets into him. And then that was enough for the next tick of the blue circle to put him out. Which was crazy. I had not seen a game end like that before. But it was pretty fucking cool.
Bobby V.
like production. But yeah, some fucking really neat moments along the way, like fucking kicking it on the rooftop of a building with a pretty good view of a crate, waiting for motherfuckers to run up on it. Like I'm not a confident sniper in that game, so it was nice to have a match where it's like, okay, I'm like I've got a decent gun and a decent scope here. Like, let's try to get better at doing this. And it paid off. Oh, those fucking Levi's 4s are I think the Air Jordan 4 is maybe the greatest shoe of all time. That is my favorite Jordan. But that fucking Levi's, yuck. It is so I cannot stand it. Just looking at it makes me so angry. I mean, if you want to rock the full Canadian tuxedo, I think they're doing a pack with a jacket, with a jean jacket. You know, which gets you most of the way there.
Congratulations again. How does all that sound for a lot of great news today? Well, that sounds fantastic, sir.
All right, fantastic. Now, like any other promotion, there are only two things we would like to see you do for us while you're in the process of claiming your award. One is, after you've received the award, take a picture of yourself with it, send that back to us so we can use it for promotional purposes.
Okay.
Now, in approximately 60 days, the company will be calling you back with shipping instructions on one of those five fabulous awards.
Oh, wow.
Now, second, like any other promotion, we ask that you become a first-time customer of ours by trying one of our health and energy products. What we're using is a tested and proven vitamin and mineral program called Universal Life. Now, Mike, do you currently take vitamins?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Mike, these are the finest vitamins on the American market today. Of course, that is my opinion. I do take them as well as my wife and children. Okay, it's my tablets today. They supply most of your daily requirements from A to zinc. Now, these are non-allergenic, and they are derived from all natural products. It also has what's called a special sustained time-release formula. Now, that ensures the maximum benefit throughout the day. Now, we have these boxed up in a 12-month supply. During the promotion, Mike, you're receiving that vitamin program for exactly $698. In the same package is going to be your major award certificate that officially guarantees one of the five major awards. Now, Mike, have you ever won a major award?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
I won the lottery here.
Really?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Well, Mike, your good fortune is continuing. And I'll tell you what, if you get that Cadillac hooked to go, you better send me a bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Okay, and it won't be a problem getting a picture of you or a loved one with the award, correct?
There is something standing in my way.
Okay. What would be the best type of date for us to deliver?
Could you talk to the parochial Nimrod?
What's that?
Huh?
What are you talking about, Mike?
Well, that's the thing that's standing in my way.
What's standing in your way?
Parochial Nimrod.
What's that?
I'm afraid I don't know how to handle it.
You don't know how to handle what?
The parochial Nimrod.
My God, what are you talking about?
What? How to handle this from here on?
You don't know how to handle what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, the Nimrod status break.
Okay. Mike, what I need is the expiration date on the visa.
Good quick.
Pardon me, Mike?
Zack it.
What is the expiration date on your visa?
1092.
1092? Okay, now what I need, what's going on over there? I keep hearing, seems like you're fading out or something.
It's that Nimrod.
Your Nimrod?
Yeah.
Okay, what I need is the long number that begins with a 4. Read that to me. I need the long number that begins with a 4, Mike.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, what I need is a long number that begins with a 4. What is going on over there?
It's the parochial ramrod.
The parochial ramrod? What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to tell you, sir, that that's going to be the problem.
That's the only problem is your parochial ramrod?
Yeah.
Are you taking medication, Mike?
Am I still eligible to be a recipient of these fine awards?
Yes, what I need is the long number that begins with a 4. Long number that begins with a 4. Long that begins with a 4. Long. What I need is the long number that begins with a 4.
Hello?
Mike, where is your parochial rimrod? Where is that?
I think I might have told you the wrong thing. It's, I think it's a rhinoceros dick rod.
A rhinoceros dick rod. Mike, did you take your medication today? Mike, what I need, go grab your visa. What I need is the long number that begins with a 4. Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Yeah?
Okay. Grab your visa. Do you understand what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Go grab your visa.
I've got it.
Okay. Read me the wrong number that begins with the 4.
287-4836. 4.
Look, Mike. Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Mike, my name is Frank Mantle, the promotional director. If you are not interested in taking part in this promotion, simply tell us you're not interested. This is a long distance call that we are paying for.
Well, I'm very interested, sir.
Interested or you're not interested. If you are interested, what we are going to need to finish up the paperwork would be the account number beginning with the 4 on the visa. Do you have that information handy?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, well, what we're going to need is the long number that begins with.
Okay.
All right, do you have that there?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, you have some kind of noise interference. Again, I can't tell you what it is.
No, I don't.
You don't know what?
I don't have it.
You don't have what?
I don't have any interference.
Okay. Now, you got the number. It begins with the 4.
Yes.
All right. Read that to me slowly.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Betcha.
All right, now read the number. It begins with a 4.
You bet. No problem.
Read the number, Mike.
I can accommodate you there, sir.
Okay, well, Mike, again, if you're not interested, simply say you're not interested.
I'm very interested, sir.
I bet you're...
I'd have to be crazy to turn down these wonderful prizes.
Well, again, Mike, again, we do not appreciate the ridicule. If you're not interested, just forget the sarcasm. All you got to do is simply say I'm not interested. If you are interested, then this is what we're going to need.
What? Do I have to provide a ridiculous butt rod?
If the bill was going on your number, then again, I think you'd be a little more serious with me.
Well, I need a ridiculous giraffe rod.
Mike, do you have any idea what's going on here? Do you have any idea what we're explaining to you?
You mentioned something about a Gary Coleman Nimrod.
Mike, are you under any kind of medication?
Huh?
Have you taken any medication today? If you're under some form of medication, I can't get back in touch with you.
Can?
I can't. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want you going into a seizure or anything if you need to take any medication right now. I'll give you a call back sometime when you're a little more sedated.
Oh, I'm perfectly fine.
Okay, well, good. Then, again, we go over this round and round. All I'm going to need, if you are interested, is the number that begins with the 4.
Okay.
Now, read me the number. This is the last call I'm going to ask you, Mike. If you're not interested, tell me you're not interested. If you're interested, right now, read me the number to get the 4.
Okay. It's in my saxophone. I'm going to have to dig it out.
Mike, again, I mean, it's just jokes out of your life.
What?
You can joke all you want to joke. Again, that's completely up to you. It's not my award. If you don't want it, I'll simply give it to someone else in your area.
Well, the card's in my saxophone.
Uh-huh. Well, Mike, do you have any clue how ridiculous you sound?
Well, I don't think that's very nice.
Well, again, Mike, I mean, you're expected to go to the end of town there, and now you don't have the card.
I dropped it.
Oh, all right, Mike. Well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. But if you don't have any clue to what you're talking about or any of what we're doing here for you here today, I know you would have participated.
Well, I'm trying to be a participant.
Well, no, Mike, you're not trying to. All right, if you're all interested, then simply bring me the number beginning with the 4. This is the way we built the account for the amount of the chart.
I dropped it in my xylophone.
Oh, all right. Well, Mike, what I suggest you do is do yourself some medical help. Okay?
What's the problem?
Okay, well, again, I don't appreciate the process, but you're not interested. Simply tell us
I don't think that's very friendly.
Mike, I'm telling you, Mike, you're hysterical. You know, I'd love to sit here and waste my valuable time on you, but unfortunately, I have a board meeting to go to. I do want you to know that you are turning the award down.
No, I'm not.
Well, Mike, again, unless you're willing to cooperate with me here and give me the information I need in order to fill out the paperwork, I am going to have to let you go.
How about if I perform taekwondo on you?
Well, again, Mike, if that's what you feel you'd like to do, feel free, okay? If you can perform your taekwondo over the phone, again, I'd really love to see that. Alright?
You shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
Feeling good, yes? Really nice. That's good.
Now, here's Zorak with a lovely nugget of joy for us.
The life of a rodeo clown is a painful and solitary existence. I know, for I am a rodeo clown.
Oh, you are not.
I am too.
You are not.
Well, I want to be one.
That doesn't count.
Trying to find a fortune teller? You're looking for a fortune teller for a party, right? Fortune teller? It's kind of an umbrella term that covers everything from tarot card reading to palm reading to handwriting analysis. Can you tell me?
Live and direct. Live and direct.
You know what live and direct means?
Live and direct. Cool! Yeah. How you mean? How you mean? From New York to AT aliens, you know what I'm saying? Word up. Do it like this. Word up, word up. Do it like that. Ain't you don't stop, ain't you don't quit. Unless you hit the studio doing whack shit. Yo, check it. Boom, batter. Watch the teeth shatter. All that shit you pop in your jams, it won't matter. Bust your whole drill, now watch that joint shatter. I'm the captain of the ship. Fuck the William Shatner. And see me popping shit when they treat it, it can't matter. Claiming they sound me back, but guess who sounds better? The ill beat jacker, MC attacker. Fucking with the Nicky, it don't get no blacker. Malik is that killer, the stress reliever. Round-eyed shorty, chocolate like a diva. Fuck what you heard, I'll make you a believer. Me getting burnt, that's like a white girl named Shereema. You never see her. Like no girls with fat asses and tits. Nice to meet ya. 5 + 5 = 10. Action teacher. For God so loved the world, he take 5 as a preacher. Love to toot my own horn, similar to Lena. Before I take stage, I take sips of Aquafina. Fuck Judy Jetson, now they call me Jet Screamer. Love my coffee box so you can keep your dairy creamer. Try falling off with you, a goddamn dreamer. Ha, you know what I mean? A word up, a word up, a word up, a word up, yo. Have you ever wondered what came my brother?
Like, USB 6-button Genesis controllers, or Bluetooth, or whatever, like, that's cool, but they really should just do Saturn, because it's got the shoulder buttons on it, making it a much more versatile controller for your needs. You know, if you're playing Super Nintendo stuff, it's right there. You know, handle Genesis stuff, it'll handle your 6-button arcade stuff.
Somewhere I know I'm gonna find it, babe.
If I was building something and I only played old games on it, if I was like building something specific for, you know, emulation purposes or whatever, and didn't have to have a controller that also could play modern PC games, I would hook a Saturn controller up to it, I think. That way you get 6 buttons on the face, 2 shoulder buttons. It's quality, that's quality button configuration.
I used to dream that I would be a bright shining star on TV. Or maybe I would go to college like Harvard and Pride. I would live in an apartment in Paris or in Cincinnati. And I would play my music loud and not apologize. I used to dream that I would marry a guy that looked like Charlie Sheen. And he would have a name like Gary, Steve, Todd, David.
electric pronouns. I used to dream I'd have coworkers, and we'd stay up until 2 at night, and I would have a perfect body. You do, I know. I used to think that I'd have sex at some point in my adult life, and I was sure it would be naughty. Like that scene from Top Gun. Take my breath away. We don't need no goals, don't need human.
God has a plan, and the Bible.
But yes, sir. The radio station BUSH69 on your dial. Taking it to the streets. Shout out to the people out there in the city living that life. We're about to get off into this brand new Snoop Dogg, produced by Pharrell. So everybody in the city tonight, I want you to roll your windows down and turn the music up loud and enjoy yourself.
Light. All right. The road is gone. That road that I drove on yesterday is now a pile of rubble. why would you turn left here? This is a crime, a literal crime, what you're doing to me. Blocking the lane like this. This is...
You'd think the future of food in the year 3040 would be pretty rad. Because it is rad. You can get anything you want. Press a button in this machine like the Jetsons. I think it's called the Rack-a-Cycle. and you can get any food you want, which is crazy. You could eat the most delicious stuff. You could eat beluga caviar, you could eat, you know, the nicest T-bone steak, you could eat whatever. Otoro, you can get anything with this paste of fish and heating gel and anti-inflammatory fish and, I don't know, it's weird. Food engineers today are making, like, the craziest things you've ever seen. If I want to eat a strawberry, they can put a piece of gum in my mouth, stick something in my nose, and I can just chew on it, and it tastes like I'm eating a strawberry from, like, a specific time and era, because they know all the microbes, and they know that the certain chemicals taste like mint and a little bit of, you know, like a dozen different smells. So you would think after all this time things would have changed, and everything has changed with all this crazy technology. I can cook anything. The customers only want to eat beet salads and pork buns.
Oh god, this song sucks.
I'll go see my friend Chester. Chester's a real wild guy. Hey there, Chester. What's shaking, baby?
Hey, baby, slow and smooth. Slow
that's
and smooth.
What I said. That's what I said to the bank.
Smooth like baby's eye.
Well, you know what happened? I'm gonna go buy me a soda pop, and I don't know, maybe go by the pool hall.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the milk of life, baby.
That's what I said.
Milk of life.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
fondue only gets gross if you eat. I mean, yeah. If after 10 minutes fondue gets slow, the solution there is evident. Don't let that shit last 10 minutes. Put it down. Take care of it. Finish it off. I gotta go. It's all my advice. That's 100% of it.